The Bristol Beats Club. The only BBC anybody cares about. No TV license required.
Bristol Beats.
Greetings, listener. It's 9 o'clock on a Friday night, and that can only mean one thing.
You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club on tour with myself, Chris Bilko.
And myself, Damien Ruck.
And usually at 9 o'clock, Fridays 9 till 10, you won't be going out. Fair?
Yeah, under normal circumstances, you wouldn't be thinking about going out. That's why you listen to the radio. However, we deem it likely that you'll reconsider this choice after listening to the show, or maybe just halfway through. Maybe just think, I can't take this anymore.
Because, of course, as we all know, Burst Radio have dubbed us the show that when you're not going out, you soon will be. But no, thank you very much for tuning in. And as a reward for doing so, we're going to be playing you some music, Dame. Fair?
It's true, yeah. We normally preview some of the upcoming acts in the following week so you know which gigs to go to and which gigs not to go to. A combination of the best, the bands from Bristol that we deem to have had a great year.
Not just the bands from Bristol that have had a great year, though.
No, also bands that have had a great year that just happened to have come to Bristol once this year.
And hence the name, the Bristol Beats Club on tour.
We have that licence, don't we? We can do that kind of thing.
We can mix it up. We can do local acts, we can do touring acts, as long as they've come to Bristol. Which is why, on Burst Radio 9 till 10 on Fridays, you'll unfortunately never hear the all-girl indie pop band, Haim.
The Bristol Beats Club. Expect to be beaten round the head with a club sandwich.
Thank you very much for joining us. The Bristol Beats Club on tour, 9 till 10 Fridays. If you're not going out, you soon will be.
You soon will be. If you want to get in contact with us, by all means do. Don't do it via Burst. Do it via our Twitter page.
Twitter handle, it's called, then.
Yeah, the Twitter handle, that's why.
This is the kind of thing that holds me back. This is the sort of thing I think, I can't listen to this.
Isn't that what I said, Twitter handle?
Well, you said Twitter page.
I think you hear what you want to hear sometimes, Chris.
What is the Twitter handle?
Twitter handle's at Bristol Beats.
Well, alternatively, you can get us on Facebook, just search Bristol Beats Club.
But we don't seem to use that a lot, do we?
Well, that's because you're in charge of it, isn't it?
Oi, guess what? It's only time for the Bristol Beats Club on tour interview. It's Fenix Solo on the Bristol Beats Club.
Look, it's a bit, I mean, you spent quite a long time making this record, from what I understand as well. Can you let us into sort of how you went about making the record and things?
We didn't find it easy. We found it quite difficult. And I think there was moments that we weren't, I think to a certain extent, we kind of fell a little bit out of love with electronic music while making the album. But it pushed us all, I think, individually to the edge. We weren't mental.
That time again on the Bristol Beats Club. It's interview time.
You can have it if you don't mind. Somewhere on the other stay with me. You confuse me with your riddles and your sudden generosity. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one.
You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club. Thanks very much for joining us. Connor from Half Moon Run. According to The Guardian, I read that you guys sometimes don't necessarily get on. Now, surely that's not the case.
Obviously, it's like a marriage now. We spend all of our time together and it goes fine. Like, we like getting little spats like anyone else, but it's we're definitely great friends. Actually, Devin right now, it's interesting, is nursing a cracked rib because we got in a drunken tussle in Paris the other night.
Bristol Beats, supporting new music in Bristol. Bristol Beats.
And over the last 2 days, actually, that brings us on nicely to what we've been promoting over the last couple of days. I guess it has something to do with Half Moon Run.
It does. Miraculously, we've been lumbered with, is it three? Three signed Half Moon Run CDs.
You can win a signed Half Moon Run CD just by going to bristolbeatsclub.com, and we only want one thing for you, from you.
Subscribe. just subscribe. That's all we ask you to do. There's no arbitrary question for which the answer is obvious.
Yeah, just subscribe and send in a naked photograph of yourself. the Half Moon Run CD could be yours. Now, I should mention to the Burst Radio Committee, who are probably listening, that nobody has to send in a naked photograph to us if they want to win a Half Moon Run CD. Of course, you just subscribe to the Bristol Beats Club and you enter a draw to win.
The Bristol Beats Club. Expect to be beaten round the head with a club sandwich.
But anyway, we approach him with this, this email, alternativebristol@gmail.com. We'd really like to speak to you because we've got this this alternative music podcast. I was about to say alternative podcast then. I mean, that sounds seedy.
Alternative podcast. What would that be like?
We've got this alternative podcast. It's a bit like telly. In fact, it is telly. It's our alternative podcast.
VHS.
And you know what we're going to call it? The BBC. God, we're original. Thank you very much for joining us this year. Follow us at Bristol Beats on Twitter or where. Just look us up, bristolbeatsclub.com.
The Bristol Beats Club. The only BBC anybody cares about. No TV license required.
Bristol Beats.